27 to 8 is the time. And a boutique winemaker who settled in South Australia after travelling from New Zealand via European wine regions has scooped the pool at the recent Adelaide Hills Wine Show, the 2017 Charlotte Dalton Love Me, Love You Shiraz took out three awards, including Best Wine of Show. Now, look, the region, the Adelaide Hills, is more recognised for its cooler climate white, so I thought it'd be worth meeting someone who's had success with a bigger style red.
Hello, I'm Charlotte Hardy. I have a little brand called Charlotte Dalton Wines, based in the Adelaide Hills, best wine region in the world. And I was lucky enough to take out three wonderful trophies in the Adelaide Hills Wine Show last week.
It was a Shiraz of yours that was named Best in Show and also was recognised in other ways. I wanted to ask about that because the Hills, traditionally, it's been the lighter style reds, the Pinots, and Sauv Blancs and Chenin Blancs and things like that because of the cool climate. How much of a challenge is it to make a robust Shiraz from Adelaide Hills grapes?
It is quite a challenge. You definitely need a very good vintage leading up to and during harvest. So 2017 in particular was a challenge. It was very wet towards the end of vintage. So the later ripening varieties, a lot of those grapes did not come off the vine, sadly. I buy my fruit from Murdoch Hill from the Downers, and they had farmed that fruit beautifully. So you really need to be concentrating on crop level, have an eye on the, you know, the long-term forecast, and just be really looking after those vines. So that 2017, it's all credit to the grower, really, that I got such lovely, pristine fruit to work with.
When you're going through the process, at what stage do you realise in your own mind that you think, we might be onto something a bit special here today?
I like to think every year, but no. No, I knew, I knew when I saw the fruit, because the fruit came in and it was just stunning. It was pristine. There was not one rotten berry in there, which was very unusual for late in 2017. So I knew then that things were good. The numbers were good. I like to know what I'm working with. So to have beautiful, lovely, developed flavours at low Bome is a real treat. And the Adelaide Hills is wonderful because we get great natural acidity, so we don't have to, you know, add too many things to get a beautiful wine. So I knew when those grapes came in that things were looking good. Because the fruit was so clean, I was able to use quite a lot of whole bunch. So that was also great. That was the style I was looking for. So I used 30% whole bunch in there. And then after ferment, I thought the wine looked stunning. I was absolutely rapt. And then it was bottled in October. I bottled it in October because it just looked so good. The fruit was so vibrant and the primary flavours were beautiful and it didn't need extra time to meld itself together. It was just beautiful.
Can I describe you as a boutique winemaker? Is that a fair description? As a boutique winemaker who basically goes into a winemaking venture on a very small basis, how do you crush? How do you then go through the whole process when you don't have that sort of volume that other wineries do have?
It can be a challenge. So the wines that are made in the shed at home, it is very labour intensive, small batch. But you know, big wineries have big machinery, as you said. Very easy just to tip into a huge machine and off it goes. We, my partner Ben and I, have spent a lot of time in the shed in the wee hours of the morning and through the night, just manually doing things. Yeah, the machinery's on a smaller scale, we basket press. So it's tricky, but it's great. It's also, it's fraught with danger because if you lose one barrel, you know, if one barrel of your tiny, tiny volume is turns the wrong way, then you've lost, you know, a huge percentage.
Tell me more of the Charlotte Hardy story. You're a Kiwi. How did you end up in Australia? You've come from a wine-growing region of New Zealand, haven't you?
I have. I've come from Hawke's Bay, which is a beautiful place. Got my winemaking wings at Craggy Range there. Worked there for six vintages in between study. So I did my degree while I was based in New Zealand, but it's through Charles Sturt University in Wagga Wagga, which is a great degree. And then I went travelling. So I spent a bit of time in France, in Bordeaux, and then in America, in Napa. And when I was in America, I met a man called Larry Cherubino. And he was working with John Edwards at the Lane Vineyard in Harndorf, and he was looking for the first winemaker there. And I thought, oh, well, if I go down to Australia. That'd be great. I've always wanted to go to South Australia, and I can have my Labrador. So I came down and I flew my Labrador over, and I've been here since.
Oh, wow.
So I spent 2 years at the Lane, and then I realised, well, I was becoming frustrated at trying to get wine analysis done. So I built a mobile wine laboratory and drove that around the hills doing analysis for people for a few years, but I hated lab work. So I went back to consulting, and then Charlotte Dalton was born.
Best in show, best Shiraz, Adelaide Hills region. It's such a burgeoning region. What does that actually mean to you?
Oh, everything. It's just so overwhelming still. Every time I think about it, I feel a bit teary. Just, I think it's wonderful for our region because our region hasn't been recognised for Shiraz before. And the world's heating up and the Adelaide Hills is still cool-ish. So, I just think it's just blowing me away. I'm so proud to represent Adelaide Hills because it is my home now and it's the most wonderful place in the world, I think.
Always lovely to meet passionate producers, isn't it? And I think Charlotte certainly falls into that category. Charlotte Hardy. I went down and saw her. By the way, her husband made me scones, which I was pretty pleased with. Her partner made me scones, which was scones jam and cream, which was, they were good. So there was scones for comment. Charlotte Hardy, who's 2017, Charlotte Dalton, Love Me, Love You, Shiraz, won Best Shiraz, Best Single Vineyard Wine and Best Show, Best Wine of Show at the Adelaide Hills Wine Show recently. Lovely. 22:08 is the time, and shortly we'll get an idea of what to expect with John Lamb on Talkback Gardening after 8:30.